Now, we continue our monthly check-in with old favourites of Cape Town. The restaurants which have occupied the same space for decades, that bring customers back across multiple generations, that have perhaps earned fame for one particular dish that keeps everybody going back for more. And let me just say this, that if you are of Portuguese extraction, then I have no doubt that you will have visited our choice today. Just to say, though, if you've missed our previous conversations, so far this series has included Bardelli's in Kenilworth, the Hussar Grill in Rondebosch, as well as Harlequin in Parow. And if you missed those conversations, they are all available to catch up on podcast. But today we're heading not too far from our studios into the CBD to Caledon Street, where for over 30 years now, customers have been lining up to enjoy traditional Portuguese cuisine at the Dias Tavern. And it's a great pleasure to have with us in studio today Joe Hilario, who was one of the founders all those years ago, and Charles, who I believe has been a waiter there since the day they opened. Welcome. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Charles, I don't have a surname for you. Won't you enlighten us, please?
My surname is Mdluli.
Mdluli, thank you very much for being with us today. Joe, you were there from day one.
Yes.
Tell us the history of the tavern. May 1998, was it?
1998, yes.
Yeah. How
what
did it all
time.
Start?
It all started that a partner of mine called Sam Pereira. He got a few guys together, including myself, mm-hmm. and Danny Fires. And then we started Dias Tavern in town.
And I believe the two things you had in common were a passion for Portuguese food and a passion for football. Am I right?
100%.
Okay. Is football still part of the story today?
Not today. Now I'm playing bowls.
Okay. You know you've done well when you've kept your restaurant alive through the football era and the bowls era. That's great. And Charles, what about you? How did you come to be there on day one?
On day one, I think I was very lucky because I met Joe and yep. Mr. Sam Pereira, which I was at Waterfront Fish Market.
Yep.
So they spoke to me, and then I found this amazing man here. I joined him. Since then, I said, no, this is my place to be.
And you've never left.
I never left.
You know, I'd love to hear from listeners who've been part of this story, because I bet that there are people listening, recognizing your voice, Charles, who want to tell us the memories that they've made at the Dias Tavern over all these years. And I just want to say you are very welcome to call in on 021-446-0567 or to send a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. I mean, Joe, I've unfortunately never been there myself, I'm embarrassed to say. I worked in a Portuguese restaurant for many years myself as a student. So I looked at your menu and I went, oh, yes, I remember those dishes and I can smell them instantly. But tell us a little bit more for those like me who've not actually set foot in the Dias Tavern. What's the feel like? What's the vibe about? What are you looking to create there?
Well, I'm a pity that you took so long. Well, you've never been there because it's a shame, because our food has been great. And our food is very spicy, though. And, well, you find out today because I brought some samples for you.
It smells amazing in there. Thank you. Yeah.
And let's hope that you will enjoy it and you find the taste of Portugal over here.
Well, already one of our listeners messaging to say you have the best trinchado in Cape Town. Now, trinchado, I know from my days waitressing at Vila Moura, were beautiful pieces of steak in a very rich beef broth sort of gravy with a lot of spice, a little bit of white wine. There were some bay leaves in the mix, I think. How do you guys do it at the Dias?
Well, it's a secret, of course, the spices. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm the one only that makes the sauces.
Okay.
Nobody knows it like I do. And what I do is I just mix a few spices together, and that's all becomes a fantastic sauce.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that I can recommend. That pity that you haven't been there.
I'll have to remedy that soon. I do know that a bowl of trinchado with some nice, crispy, crunchy Portuguese rolls to dunk into that sauce is one of the most beautiful things on earth.
I'll have that for you on the box.
Charles, what would you say is customers' favorite dish on the menu? What do people come back for again and again?
Okay, as I say, you know, the trinchado is our signature dish.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sauce, you can go all over the world, you will never get it. Only my boss does that. No, I've been to many Portuguese places, which I tried to trinchados, but nothing comparing what we have
okay.
at the Dias Tavern. Let me tell you, and as you can see, a little bit off my stomach, you know, I've got it. I love my baby chicken. We have the best chicken in the world. You know, grow up with this one was an investment. But may I say that, you know, our customers, they love everything that we do.
Okay.
Because, you know, we make it as a professionals. You know, we don't run, as you can see, is a la carte. So we prepare everything with the love that we give to them.
Everything fresh, everything done
to
order. Okay,
that's what we give.
Somebody else saying you have to ask them about the best whole baby king clip on the menu, which is this person's favorite dish. I mean, great seafood is so much part of the Portuguese food experience, and particularly in South Africa with the influence of Mozambique. Our shellfish, I always think of prawns and a beautiful garlicky sauce. Is that a big part of what you do?
We have them all.
You've got them all. So we've got
we do have quite a big selection, though.
Okay.
And that's what makes you, you know, Charles said that we've got a certain special dishes, and we've got quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And our Portuguese steak guys go very, very well. And the sauce, that's what makes the steak, and that's what people keep on coming back.
And fried egg on top of it, I trust?
That's it.
Yeah, it's got to be. Of if it's course. A Portuguese steak, it's got to have a fried egg on top. And
that's
you cut 100%. Into the yolk and it runs into that sauce. And
that's
it's
it.
Utterly delicious.
Are you guys feeling hungry or what?
Yeah, sure. You can probably hear my stomach rumbling in the background. Apologies for that. In studio with me are Charles and Joe from Dias Tavern. It was founded in 1988 and still going strong all these years later in Caledon Street. Chris in Somerset West reckons the best place to pop in for an early dinner before going to the theatre. And for him, it's always the sardines. Now, that is one of those dishes you either love or hate, and it's very, very specific. It's got its own flavor and fragrance. I remember from my waitressing days. I mean, the sardines are a real classic Portuguese dish, not just Portuguese South African, right?
No, they are Portuguese.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, the sardines is a type of fish, is very strong fish, and you have to adapt to it. Well, either you like it or you
don't
like it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bones, though.
Yeah.
Our South Africans don't like much bones. They like, well, the only thing they prefer, the baby king clip with a bone, because it's quite a huge fish. But
okay.
The sardine is very, very tiny. So people try to stay away from them.
Okay, but it is, if you want to have the real, real experience of Portuguese cuisine, you've got to try the sardines.
100%.
Do you have bacalhau on the menu?
We used to do, yeah. But you know, our South Africans, they don't know much about bacalhau.
Yeah.
And this year, we decide not, we can, if somebody requests,
yep.
We will do it.
Okay, but again, it's an acquired taste, and it's a very different way
that's
of presenting
right, yes.
Fish to what we're used to in South Africa. To have this, I mean, it's a real process of days to prep it properly. So I can understand it would be a challenge for somebody cooking to order. Decor wise, it's a tavern. The name is in the clue is in the name. It's the Dias Tavern. It's simple. It's down to earth. It's a place where you can go for a relaxed evening. I know on the way to the theatre or after work, meet some friends to watch a game. Have you kept the decor the same all these years?
Still the same.
Yeah.
We tried to modify the tables and the chairs. But as you know, in the olden days, it used to be like a cowboy's club because people used to come to watch the rugby.
Mm-hmm.
They used to dance on the tables. Some of them, they fall over the tables, on the top of the chairs. And yes, gone. Steadier as the time went by because the people are stabilized and they are more not much adventurous like they
quite
used to.
Quite as rowdy as they used to be.
Yeah, and that's why that we are a tavern and we do specialize in good food, good music and dancing.
And good value for money is what people 100%. Are flagging on
yeah,
our WhatsApp line.
I like
yeah.
to continue a little bit. You know, we have a wonderful music, which as a people with a class, they come into our tavern. Okay, we don't separate it to anyone. They welcome all of them. But you know, when you get inside, you find that it is a people that with a class. They love us, and then we love them. You know, sometimes they good behaviors as well that comes
yeah.
with.
Well, I want to say the one message, I mean, there are messages streaming in on our WhatsApp line. Everybody picking out their famous dish. For one person, it's the king clip. For another, it's the giblets. For another, it's the mussels and garlic sauce. I mean, I can go carry on all day reading your entire menu because everybody clearly has their favorite. But the consistency in these messages is around a couple of things. It's around continuity, that it's been the way it's been. They know what they're going to get when they come there. And the welcome is always warm, which is what they're looking for. It's about the vibe. Andrew's saying, I watched the Champions League final when Liverpool came back from 3-0 to beat AC Milan 4-3 years ago. The food was awesome and the vibe, absolutely fantastic. And then a question from Rodney in Milnerton, who says, I used to frequent the Dyce Tavern from around 2005 until lockdown. The food, value for money. But I stopped going there when Ernesto's Latino band stopped playing there. Is there any chance of Ernesto coming back again?
Ernesto has gone to Paraguay.
Oh,
because his daddy was sick. And apparently still there. He hasn't come back to South Africa yet.
Rodney, if he does come back?
We will love to have him in the Dyce Tavern.
The Dyce Tavern will let you know. Okay.
I like to contribute on this one. Always I have a contact with Ernesto on WhatsApp as well. He said to me, probably in June or July, he will be in South Africa. But I don't know if he will be here to play or maybe just to visit. But he says he wants to continue because I think that side of the country is not a happiness anymore. Okay. There's a problems down there. Yeah, and that's why I said no, he wants to come back to South Africa.
Well, twist his arm because it sounds like you've got customers waiting to hear him play at the Dyce Tavern.
It's a good one. It's a good DJ.
So just in closing, I mean, you're there for all of these decades, going strong with a recipe that works in every way. The recipe for the food, but the recipe for the warmth, the hospitality, the decor. People know what they will find, and clearly they think you're doing it the right way because they keep on coming back. Charles, I'm going to ask you, for somebody who's never come before, if they come to visit the Dyce Tavern for the first time, what must they eat?
As a starter, if you don't want to fill up so much, you can have a mussel starter. You can have our tentacles, they're nice and and then we have the trinchado. It's a little bit filling, but if you want to start, it's a good starter. You can have a chicken trinchado or beef trinchado. And then with the main course, first you start with my chicken, because that's what I love
very most. Chicken,
right? Okay. But the trinchado as well is very, but the Portuguese steak, you can have a fillet or rum. That's the best. And then to conclude this, let me say, you know, Dyce Tavern is like the only man that puts everything Dyce Tavern up to today. He never give up, even though he's getting a little bit older, but he's not old. He's like a strong man. I want to tell you, Joey Lario, he keep us together. That's why today I'm always happy to say thank you, Joe. I thank him in front of the stadium because he's been my boss, and then he's a rock. Maybe. If I say, I thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, Charles.
Charles and Joe, it's been such a delight to have you with us in studio, and I'm the lucky so-and-so who gets to taste a thing or two.